Let's go.
Totally Beverages.
And sometimes hot sauce.
That is a tasty root beer.
Coffee.
Water.
Cerveza.
Mountain Dew.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Beverages.
Beverages.
Beverages hot sauce.
Welcome to Totally Beverages and Sometimes Hot Sauce, the show that was almost called K-Cups with Ro-Ro. I'm your host, Psychic Andy, but you can call me Ro-Ro. Right over here, this guy right over there, the beautiful blue-eyed Barbadian. Jojo, how are you feeling tonight?
Oh, school is back in town, as the old song goes, and I'm ready to party.
Oh, good.
Is that Alice Cooper song?
Yeah, sure. School's out for summer. I think you got your seasons a little messed up, a little twisted.
Oh.
Okay. Y'all might remember from last week. Oh, look at that.
Okay.
I just wanted to shout out the homie Matt one more time for maybe changing my life. You wouldn't think an insulated tumbler that buoyed my ego would be such a game changer, but let me tell you something.
No, who would think such a thing?
The seltzer water, not drinking as much. I've been digging in hard on just the regular H2O, and it's kind of a game changer for me. I'm having like 2, 3, 4 of these a day. I feel better. I feel more vibrant and alive. I'm just really happy, and I just want to thank Matt again from the bottom of my heart for sending these to us.
Oh my God.
I love it so much.
Your internal organs, thank you. That's huge. You know what's so funny? I almost did the same thing tonight. It's hot as fuck out here in Los Angeles. Don't have the AC in the house. And I saw the insulated tumbler sitting there, and I was like, what am I doing putting my ice water, which is now just regular ass water, in the pint glass? This should probably be exclusively for beers. Why wouldn't I put it in the also more camera ready black tumbler? You know, it's harder to catch the light, but you did the right thing. I'm so there. I might be joining you there tomorrow.
Great. I absolutely love it. Let's get down to it, because we have a fantastic guest tonight. Let's get rid of some business real quick at the top of the show. This is our manifestation board, things that our dreams we're trying to make come true. Jojo, I remembered last week.
Yes.
We did forget to add something, and I had like a little note card. I don't even know if I still have it, but I just saw a name on a note card, and I was like, oh, that's for the vision board. Do you remember? Do you know who I'm about to put on the vision board?
I think I do.
Say it. Do you remember?
I pray that I do.
Who do you think it is?
No, I don't actually. I'm
Phoebe.
Oh
Cates.
My God! Of course, Phoebe Cates.
Yeah. We got to get Phoebe Cates on the show, and I believe one of the Bev heads out there had definitely said that there was a hookup. Right? Am I crazy? Am I remembering that right?
That sounds very familiar, because otherwise, I'm trying to remember why else we had Phoebe Cates on here. The other celebs are obvious; they tell their own story. But do you remember why? Just because we love her?
I don't. Yeah, she's a national treasure. That's the only reason why.
Truly. And she should absolutely come on the show. It feels that my fingertips are tingling. I feel very good about that addition. So it's kind of good to know that even with a week off from that vision being made manifest on the board, to know that it still hits like a real... A dream that's just out there in the ether that we just want to be able to reach out and grab. I'm here for it. It feels just right.
It's going to happen. No doubt about it. Here are all the dreams that we've made come true so far.
Yes.
We're going to be adding more to that. I do want to take a quick second. You know, we threw out the challenge last week of if anyone could verify getting a score on Root Beer Tapper, they would be winning this beautiful painting.
It's so glorious.
That, let me tell you something. As much as you're saying that this idea of Phoebe Cates is tickling you a week past, this looks shittier than I remembered it last week. And I painted this myself.
I think you're right about that. I'm not here to just tickle you know?
Like if it was a 10 last week, it's like a 5.5 this week.
I don't know what happened. No. You're being harsh. And I actually think the more I look, can we go big with this, please?
Yeah, sure. I got you.
Okay. No, I think. Did you blur out him giving some flipping the bird?
No, no, he's holding a can of root beer.
Oh, that makes more sense.
Anyways, if anyone wants to win this, you just got to send me a score of you playing the game, and I'll put your score up there. We'll sign it. Randy, I believe, said he was going to jump in on that, so...
Yeah, Randy talked a big game in the chat last week. I think he even said it's already his. You know, we are... What is this? Reminds me of Crute.
Is that a good thing or a bad thing, Jojo? I'm not familiar with Crute.
Quién es? That's what I want to know. Huh, Legacy okay. Goblins, if you're still out there, you tell us who Crute is. We'll get back to that.
Okay, real quick, a couple more things. Some housekeeping. Next week, we got Artemis Pabdani on the show. We're going to be drinking Old Fashions. Shopping list as such. We got the On the Rocks Knob Creek Old Fashioned, like pre-made. And we got Bullet has a version of theirs too. And then we were going to be drinking Elizabeth's Amazing Old Fashioned. Yeah. And if you want to get that recipe, I already put that up in the Discord, in the menu section of the Discord. So if you want to make Elizabeth's Amazing Old Fashioned too, that recipe is up there in the Discord. And you can find the Discord link at T-Bash Live on all of our socials, link in bio, and that'll take you wherever you need to go. Okay.
Yeah.
And are you ready, JoJo?
If you're going to make the Elizabeth's Old Fashioned, we also want your reviews, reaction videos, etc., please.
Absolutely. Okay, tonight's special guest. We got a big one. Are you ready for this?
Okay. Born ready, yes.
And I'm going to do something that I've never really done on the show before, but we got a singer who drinks many things, okay?
Well, this, yeah, now we've done this before.
We've done that before. That feels very normal, right?
Yes.
What we haven't done before is a little inside baseball. When a guest is coming on the show, we make our little promo graphics for the show. And how I make those 9 out of 10 times is I get on our guest's Instagram and I scroll through to see if there's any photos of them drinking beverages. And can I tell you something, JoJo? It has never failed. Okay. There's always a picture.
Yes. Right? Even the people you think there wouldn't, there they are in like a Mountain Dew t-shirt. It's just crazy.
Exactly.
Everybody's got a bev pick.
That's the go-to. Now, some people have more photos than others, but typically I would say on average, I can find 2. And if I'm lucky, maybe 3 or 4. Okay. My dive on this guest tonight was ludicrous. Can I just take you through this really quick? And once we bring our guest up, maybe after the beverage profile, maybe we'll circle back on some of these. We might need to. Mm-hmm. But this was such an experience I had. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, so that's the photo. See, that's, you know, we know sure. This photo. Okay. This, yeah. I believe, is cover art for their single Day I Die. This looks like some custom milk here or something. All right.
I'll have to inquire about that.
Okay, we're having fun here. We're drinking some, what kind of beer is that?
Asahi.
Jojo? Yeah, classic.
Japanese beer, sure.
Love it. Okay, I see some Patron, I think, here.
Yep.
Maybe some Patron. We got some Bud Light.
I'm losing a through line. I'm not sure if our guest is great at drinking drinks. It kind of seems like there's only one where she sort of nailed the approach, stuck the landing.
Well, it's really funny that you say that. Let's see, because... You might have just nailed that. I mean, it just keeps going. So you can imagine my delight when I was on their Instagram, because this is so up our alley.
Oh, my God. Wow. We could have done a full-on Instagram takeover, it feels like.
Yeah. I mean, it's just crazy. Okay, so their new single, No Mercy, is out now. Please go stream that. It is incredible. There's also a really cool video for it as well. In addition, guess what? Huh. I've made a couple songs with this artist.
Oh, yeah.
Songs like I Feel Like a God, Lovesick, Come and Play With Me, and more. We have a playlist in the link tree, row on the track. If you want to hear some of the stuff that I've done with this guest, please go check that out.
Did it surprise you to find that out when you were doing research for the show?
Yeah, big surprise. Hmm. Big surprise. And last but not least, they might like ducks. Let's bring up our guest tonight. Let's do this here. Please welcome to the show, Death by Romy.
Hi.
Hi. Yes.
How's it going? How's it going, guys?
Romy, you're in for it tonight. We're so happy you're here. We start every show. Oh, don't be scared. Don't be scared. We start every show the same way, and it's called The Beverage Profile with our guests. Okay?
Okay. I'm glad that I had an extensive profile to offer.
So we also always preface this. There's no right or wrong answers in this. Everybody has their own beverage profile. You just be as honest as you can. We're going to go through a typical day for Death by Romy. From the moment that you wake up till the moment you hit the sheets, go to sleep, we're kind of just curious what you're drinking throughout the day. So let's start here. What time do you wake up typically?
6 a.m.
Okay. Yep. What happens after 6 a.m.? What's the first beverage touching your lips?
Generally water. I try to keep water next to my bed. And I'll have a few sips of water because I've been sleeping with the AC. It's been really dry. So I like wake up in the morning and feel like I'm dying. But second I've had a sip of water, I go outside and I've either pre-made coffee the night before so that it's not burning hot.
Mm.
Or I'll leave some in the fridge for myself so it's nice and cold.
Okay,
and I will chug a tall glass of coffee.
This is a fun part. This is a fun part. So we gotta back you up already. A little bit.
Okay.
For starters, the water, okay? The water that you're having right when you get out of bed, what type of vessel is it and what type of water is it?
Okay,
is it in a glass, a mug? Does it change night to night?
It changes night to night, but it's usually...
Or morning to morning.
True. It changes morning to morning, and it's usually single-use plastic.
Oh.
Of some
sort. Solo cups? What are we talking about?
It's usually the container that the water initially came in, whether it's the Arrowhead 1-liter jug or a tall water bottle.
Yes.
32? I don't know.
Sure, the bigs, the bigs.
The big waters, yeah, thank you.
Like a liter, something like that, or a liter and a half even?
I feel maybe, like okay, really so maybe the one I'm thinking is like the liter, and then the other one is like a gallon. I either have the gallon or the liter.
And is that just sitting bedside?
Yes. And sometimes if my boyfriend chooses that he wants the liter on his side, I'm getting the glass. But I usually try to go for the liter.
From the same liter? So like there's one glass and there's one vessel, or one... source.
Yeah, there's
and somebody gets to just drink straight from it.
Yep.
That's fascinating.
And if for any reason we don't have water, I'm fine with sink water. So
sink water.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That might be, I mean, it's not a first on the show, but having it called sink water might
be a
first on the show.
I think that struck me as well. Yes.
I like that.
What is it called? Water from the faucet?
Yeah, tap water or...
tap water. Sink water. It comes
from
the sink.
I like sink water.
No, I absolutely... I could see us having t-shirts that say, I only drink sink water.
Yeah.
Drink the sink.
Absolutely.
Drink the sink.
Oh.
Okay, so Romy, okay, so then take us through this coffee that you're making
the night before. Thank you.
Yeah.
Okay. If I could move my laptop easily, I would show you the coffee maker. But my boyfriend's mom gave us this coffee maker that, honestly, I haven't seen anyone my age... ever, or I haven't seen anyone with one of these coffee makers before his mother and now myself.
She has one too.
She gave me hers and she upgraded to a fancier one. So what I'm trying to get at is this is like ancient. This coffee maker feels kind of ancient. It's not an espresso. You need a coffee filter. No.
Okay. Explain it because we might know.
You just asked that question as though you already knew based on no description whatsoever other than it being ancient that you knew, Roro. So I
would love to see if you could guess this, Andy. But it's black and silver. It's like rectangular in shape. And I believe it makes 4 to 6 cups of coffee because I use the size 4 coffee filters. And then...
That never occurred to me.
Yeah, it didn't to me either.
The size coffee filter indicates the number of cups?
I didn't realize that they correlated, but now I know they do.
Dang. Fascinating.
Oh, that is fascinating. Someone in the chat is saying, is it a Jura? Would you know the name?
It's not a Jura. Micah's going to go check, actually.
Oh, have Micah grab that. Have him grab that machine.
If you
want to
grab the whole thing, I guess.
That's what we're here for. So what? How much?
A bowl of coffee.
Wow, a Jura is like a serious piece of equipment. It's a $4,000 espresso maker.
Oh,
so shouts if oh yes, ancient does.
It's a Cuisinart.
It's a Cuisinart. There it is.
Okay, that's a good looking machine though, for sure.
It looks sharp. It looks well maintained. It looks like it does the job.
I feel like it'll do the job until my children's children need it to do the job.
Wow.
Unless like the shape of outlets change between then and now.
That's true.
That's something we hadn't thought about on T-Bash ever. Okay,
like if Apple's done it, then the whole world is going to eventually just be like, fuck you guys, you need all new everything.
You need to remodel your home for this.
So what kind of beans are you making, and what are you doing with the coffee between the night hours and the morning? Where does it live?
So that machine is really good at keeping the coffee hot. Too good at keeping the coffee hot, because I don't want the coffee to be hot. I want to be able to chug it as quickly as possible before I'm getting in my car, I'm going and I'm doing whatever I'm doing. So generally I'll take it out of the machine and let it sit in the little tub thing on the counter.
Sure.
What is that called?
Carafe?
Yes. Thank you. Carafe. Yeah. I feel like I knew that word, but I didn't really know what it meant.
Uh-huh.
So I'll either leave that out so that it's at least like warm and not burning hot in the morning, or I'll pour a glass for myself and put that directly in the fridge so that I know it's cold.
Now, are you going for a cold brew type vibe, or is it more like you like hot coffee, just not that hot? Like you like it to come down in temp?
I love hot coffee when I have time to drink hot coffee, but I haven't really had time to drink hot coffee lately.
And what time are you making this at night? Because I kind of love the idea of your place smelling like coffee while you're going to sleep. Like, I want to experience that.
it feels like Christmas Eve vibes, you know? It feels like then the anticipation is brewing all night. No pun intended, but I'll take it.
Brewing. So it's Folgers. It's nothing fancy, but it smells of coffee in the whole place, which is actually, it's really nice. We have a puppy and he's always shitting in the place. So anything that helps mask the smell of my dog shitting is wonderful.
Yes.
That's a life hack for all you bedheads out there. You have a shitting puppy. Just brew some coffee.
Yeah. Or like spray a lot of room spray, or burn candles, leave the window open, leave the AC running. Been doing all of those things.
And that's just drying you out more, making it more thirsty.
Yeah.
Drinking more liters of water. Yeah.
So how much coffee and at what time again is this that you're chugging that first thing of coffee?
Between 8 and 10. Because even if I'm waking up at 6 a.m., I'm not necessarily getting up at 6 a.m. But I've always just like woken up with the sun. So like once the sun is up, I can't go back to sleep. I can lay there and rest in bed. And I can chill out for a couple more hours if I'm not needing to do anything. But it's generally being consumed at the last minute. It's like the last thing I do after I do my makeup, get ready. I've already put in the address to where I'm going, what session I'm going to, or whatever in my phone. So I know the second I get in my car, I'm ready to go. And the coffee's kind of like the last thing before I get out the door. So the coffee glasses are always left on the counter.
But it does seem like kind of a nice ritual. This is your moment you're taking, charging up before facing the day, sort of.
Mm-hmm, definitely.
All right, I love that. Okay, so now you're out and about. It's
I would
maybe
like to
after,
say,
yeah,
please do.
Before we move on, I'm going to have Mountain Valley spring water delivered in glass, so I will no longer be a single-use plastic girl.
Fun. Is it like also 1 liter bottles of?
No, they're like numerous gallons, like 6 gallon bottles.
Oh, okay, so they're like the dispenser ones.
They go on the dispensers, yeah. Exactly.
How do you lift that thing? Is it
I'm
extra heavy?
I'm not going to lift it. I'm going to make my boyfriend do that or somebody else.
Yeah, absolutely.
We need to at some point. I bet there's some people Peers trying to lift those jugs anything. Into the container fail videos on YouTube. We need to spend some time there at some point.
Oh, my God. Could you imagine dropping like a 50-pound glass bottle of water? It's going to be
not in an apartment building. No, that would be horrible. Water's going to like be in the downstairs neighbor's house or something.
It's going to go fine. Maybe they have a shitting puppy down there, too, and you're going to be doing them a favor. Just
or
a little
flooding
clean
house.
Rinse.
Okay, so so now you're out and about your day. You're out in the world. Take us beverages from like that moment, like through kind of lunchtime. What's happening on a typical day?
I hate to say I eat lunch / dinner kind of late in the day usually. What am I drinking? Gonna have more. Go ahead, Andy.
I was gonna say, do you? I know you during this daytime session time, right?
Yeah, mm-hmm. You could be in the same room.
Mm-hmm. We are.
Sometimes. And what's interesting is I'm trying to think, like, I don't know if you've ever rolled in with a beverage besides like a coffee type beverage.
You know what's really funny is I was like just now thinking if there was going to be a time to tell this story. Because there was a time that I rolled in with something that wasn't coffee. And it was Buzzballs.
Go one more
Buzzballs, did you say?
I brought Buzzballs to the studio once when I was like, fucking, I shouldn't even say this out loud. Not supposed to be drinking Buzzballs.
Oh, got you. What are Buzzballs?
What are Buzzballs?
Are you kidding me?
No. Oh, this is not a joke.
Romy, is this one of those moments where like the guys that have a beverage podcast, we should be ashamed of ourselves?
You should be so ashamed. You should be so ashamed. This is like the most cursed alcoholic beverage, yet like so good. Oh my God.
I'm being laughed at in the comments.
They're woman owned too. They look like this.
Oh, fuck yeah. I've seen those. Oh, yeah. They're in the door at the liquor store, right? They put like a special shelf that they'll glue or some tape on at the door just to hold Buzzballs.
Exactly. They have their own little stack, like little holding device. I like this.
Oh, wow. Wait, I'm going to bring this up, guys.
Here we go.
Here we are.
Do better. Yeah.
Chalk Tees.
Chalk Tees. Wait,
don't love that.
This is a woman-owned company, Romy?
Yeah.
La Colada, Tequila Rita.
Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, is it tequila?
Oh, here's the ladies.
There's the women.
Oh, they're having fun.
They are having fun.
I didn't actually know what they looked like. I'm so happy to know what they look like. No.
Are we for sure that these are the ladies of the company?
They could just be friends.
Because look, we have some other.
These are also the ladies of the company.
I'm going to tell myself it was those other ladies. Because I like I like the look of them.
They got ice cream now.
What? That's new.
Listen.
Oh, here we go. Here we go. Sorry.
Here we are.
We're on a mission.
This looks like someone that started Buzzballs here.
That green one. Look at that green one. That's the one that makes you go like, no.
Wait, are these clear vessels and that's the drink?
They are colored, but also clear. And the drink inside is generally the color of the plastic or somewhat like close to it.
This is wild. And this might need to go on the... This might need to go on the vision board for...
I swear to God, if you don't bring me back for this episode, Andy.
Okay.
Can
I propose an idea?
Uh-huh. That bottom flavor is the best flavor ever. It's a new addition.
Chili mango?
Mm-hmm.
I feel like... It was the second time I'm talking about Christmas in this episode of all episodes. But would it not be really fun to decorate a Christmas tree exclusively with Buzzballs?
I love that idea.
And then maybe you put a biggie on top?
You put a biggie on top.
Those are new. So these are new. These are obscene, actually. And I feel like you need to know a little bit more about these to understand why those are just like so horrific. Because one of these, you will be feeling one of these.
But Romy, I disagree. Romy, these are only 15. Well, wait, let's see. 15.
Hold on.
Andy, those are this big.
Yeah, they're like a baseball.
They're the size of my fist. Yeah, yeah. Baseball.
Okay, wait. Now I'm with you guys. Hold on.
Wine, dude. Like that's like a heavy duty wine.
See, there's something wrong in these because it's a heavy duty wine. I was gonna say I wouldn't even compare this to wine because
like a couple of.
It feels like three glasses of my wine to me.
And are they, Romy, this seems like we sometimes talk about like a hangover being bad. Like we kind of judge things on how bad we think the hangover would be. This seems like it would be a tremendous hangover.
These look exclusively hungover. Like I'm not sure you could sip one without being hungover. Is that possible?
Yeah, it is possible, actually. Okay. They're really good.
Have you had the sour apple chiller by chance?
Oh, yeah. I've had most of the flavors. These were one of the first alcohols I ever drank.
Which one are you hunting down? Is there one of these that you really want to find? You're hoping.
I've never seen the horchata chiller, and I would love to try that because honestly, the milky ones are so horrible, but they're also like their own special experience. I was trying to scroll up and down on that while you guys were.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
It's very hard not to. I have to say, the milky ones, that was the other thing I was going to say. I was like convinced I'd seen a viscous looking one of these. Also in the store, and I'm like, what the fuck is that? I do not want it. Because they do there's something about them looks so wine adjacent that it really freaked me out.
Nothing looks wine adjacent about these.
I don't know why. No, you know what it is? It's that it's a globe shape. Okay. So I'm picturing like a stemless wine glass.
Yeah, yeah, there's a, yeah. And if there was a stem on these, I could see that. But they look straight up just fun. You're going to have fun.
I take issue with the fact that it's called the Tequila Rita. Why isn't it just called a margarita?
Because it's not. You know what's crazy? Is there's maybe there's real tequila in that one. I feel like most of them are some sort of like weird malt liquor situation, which is horrible. Mm-hmm.
I love this in the chat from Legacy Goblins. What are those juices from childhood that look similar but less round with the foil tops? I know exactly what they're talking about.
San Pellegrino?
Oh, no. Go.
But yes.
Go much further away
Calpica?
From that. Oh.
Maybe. You know, like you would see them
barrel juices, you know?
Yeah. Like a barrel juice or something.
All right. I'm trying to find it.
Poundtown says it'll make you grow up.
Little hugs.
But doesn't this, like, these buzz balls look like, if ever I've seen an alcohol gateway beverage, this is it.
Those are literally designed to, like, appeal to children. Yeah. And they taste like candy. They don't taste like alcohol. So dangerous.
So you roll into sessions sometimes with buzz balls.
I rolled into a session once with buzz balls.
With Andy?
Yeah.
You did?
Yes.
Now, we talk on this show how my memory is that of a goldfish. Great. It's not great. Did I say anything?
I feel like I explained to you what they were, and you were just like, okay. I feel like you were slightly put off because I was like I don't know what like manic mood I must have been in to be doing that. I feel like I must have been celebrating something because I didn't really drink much back then, so I must have been like celebrating something at the studio and trying to drink buzz balls. I went through a weird phase of drinking with like my older friend at the time, and that was like,
and your older friend was drinking buzz balls?
They were in the session with us.
Whoa. Wait, were you...
Gosh, I really wish I could go to the memory banks. And just for a little clarity, Romy and I have known each other for a while.
My manager was the older friend.
Oh.
I'm just picturing Matthew McConaughey from Dazed and Confused.
Oh, my God. Yeah. Something like that, honestly.
That's incredible.
Oh, that's amazing.
I also love that, by the way, Roro, who's had a beverage podcast since like the year 2015, showed no interest or curiosity about these weird beverages that you brought in the studio with him. It's fine.
Maybe I was like,
you know,
uncomfortable.
I think he did.
Or maybe, I probably did.
I put you
did.
In an uncomfortable situation.
Maybe you put me in an uncomfortable situation. Possible. But maybe I just didn't even understand. It doesn't add up for me. Yeah. Oh, gosh.
Knowing my sneaky ass back then, I might have intentionally picked buzz balls because I knew they didn't look like alcohol.
Oh, sneaky. I appreciate that. All right, so you drink buzz balls in every session without fail.
But do you ever walk in
juggling them?
Like, do you have a sense, Romy, with people that you're working with? Like, we've known each other for a while, so you know when you come to my house, you do know that there's going to be LaCroix or, like, a sparkling water or stuff. Uh-huh. Like, do you think of people that you work with based on the beverages they have, and do you plan accordingly? Ooh. Do you know what I mean?
No, but a few people that I work with regularly, similarly to you, I know exactly what beverages to expect to potentially have.
Yeah.
But you're never packing accordingly. You're never just like, he's only going to have lemon LaCroix, better bring my own.
I'm not usually in a mood to where I feel like I need a certain beverage.
Okay.
And you're not traveling, but that's the point I'm getting at is like, and
I'm not traveling with beverages.
Yeah, you're not traveling with beverages. That's what
I'm usually forgetting water when I desperately need water.
Okay, got it. All right, so after, let's go that like kind of late lunch, early dinner through the early evening. What's happening in general?
Late lunch, early dinner. Okay, so how about are we talking about eating at home or eating out?
This is a typical day. Whatever
feels right.
Okay, so at home, I've been drinking a lot of water and more coffee during lunchtime.
Oh. Yeah.
But by the time we make it to dinner time, I'm not drinking coffee. And for some reason, like at the end of the day, a bubbly water feels really good on my stomach. but I haven't gotten good at stocking bubbly waters yet. So me and my boyfriend will go down to the 7-Eleven that is very conveniently placed, literally two buildings next to me. And we've been drinking, we've been hooked on Liquid Deaths lately.
Oh, what flavor are you getting?
We really like the Mango Chainsaw.
Yeah.
And the regular, honestly. At night, I'm trying not to do sugar at night. Because I have a problem with sugar, a very, very severe problem with sugar. So I'm trying just to do like regular flavored bubbly water if I want something more than just water at night.
And if you're getting those Liquid Deaths, you're getting the mango. If you're, or when you say the regular one, are you talking a sparkling one? Or regular, just like a regular water?
No, the regular Liquid Death. Like the regular, just sparkling regular water that doesn't have the sugar or the flavor.
Yeah, gotcha.
Yes.
Plain but sparkling. Exactly. So, and with those, you know, maybe your cold mountain spring water people can throw some sparkling bottles in the
Hopefully.
Order, you know?
Yeah, actually,
they're
I'm sure they can.
They're trying to just move units. They're going to do it. They'd be glad to.
You're probably right.
I see this in your future.
And there's a lot of people that go hard on that Mountain Valley Spring.
Yeah.
Kind of like people go hard on the Topo Chico. Like there's some big fans of that. I love that spark mineral water.
I want them. So Topo Chico is actually known for sponsoring / sending their products to music artists. And when they really like the artist, they send you a Topo Chico refrigerator in the shape of a Topo Chico. But it's like as tall as me. So
Topo
that
Chico,
is like,
what are you waiting for?
That's what like, you need.
I guess you could say that I have a mood goal board inspiration.
You have a manifestation board.
I have a
of
manifestation
your own.
Board of beverages for myself, and that's
I love weird. This for you.
Thank you.
I'm seeing a portable vessel on it for you. I'm seeing the Topo Chico fridge. I'm seeing Buzzball Christmas tree and invitation to our holiday party.
All events sponsored by Buzz Balls.
Yes. Yes. And Topo Chico, of course. Maybe Topo Chico will buy them. And yeah. If all the Romy gang in the house, you got to make sure you're on this, that you are hitting up the Topo Chico people and making sure that they know that Romy needs a Topo Chico shaped fridge.
Please.
Stocked. Oh, and that gosh, she never said anything about at all about Liquid Death.
We'll clip this and I'll just every time you mention Buzz Balls it all over it, my voice, Topo Chico or Topo someone, Chico or something like that. You know,
someone in the that's chat good. Said Andy's brain is trying so hard to load up memories. Honestly, same they said.
Accurate.
Okay, so end of the night. Take us to the end of the night. Any final thoughts on your beverage profile during the day?
So, yeah, on a normal, casual, chill night when I know I have work and shit to do the next day, I'm definitely just drinking water. But I haven't been drinking in a while, as I told you, which is why we're doing... I actually shouldn't say what kind of beverage
we don't know.
Today.
It's probably alcohol, I assume.
I've actually not been drinking for about a month now, but... So, yeah, the only other beverage I'd be drinking at night if it's not water is if I'm out partying.
Yeah.
Or if
and what
I'm,
does that look like?
A stressful day.
Because you
having
and
a glass
I don't,
of red wine.
I don't know you and alcohol unless you and I are shotgunning buzz balls in the studio.
That's right.
What does Romy like having a cocktail or a beer out and about? What do you like out there?
I definitely like a cocktail or tequila on ice.
Yeah.
Yep. I like a nice cocktail. Don't like beer. It does the job way too slowly, and it gets you so full.
Weren't you just saying you like red wine?
Yeah, I like red wine if I'm just trying to relax. I'm not, like, drinking red wine to try and, like, party or anything.
That's right, a party, yeah. So you got a DJ set. You're not going to
No, I don't trust myself to perform, not even DJ. I felt like that was a diss on DJs.
Shots fired.
Subtly. I don't trust myself to perform nor DJ if I'm drinking. Yes. So it'll be, like, an after the set. Maybe we'll celebrate and have some drinks.
I love it.
Or
I love
it.
One last question. Kim Sheeran, I think we all may have missed it. Is this coffee black? Do you add ice?
Hi, Kim.
We're sleeping on the job.
Good question. So you might have missed, but I said I usually brew my coffee the night before I want to drink it. And then I will leave the pot off of the little heating device so that it can cool down to room temperature, so that I can put it on ice in the morning. But I prefer to just pour a glass and put it in the fridge. So if I remember to do that, then I just drink the cold coffee.
Right, but you're drinking it black, though. You're not adding sweetener, cream, or anything like that.
No, I'll do that sometimes if I'm relaxingly drinking coffee. Then I'll make myself a nice latte.
Like, but not when you're chugging
sugar
it.
Creamer. No, and I'm generally chugging it, so.
And we might have missed this before, too, or maybe I missed it. How big is that chugging glass before you head out of the house?
I want to say 12 ounces.
Nice.
Wow.
I love it.
Yeah. It's full. It's a good amount of coffee.
All right. Sweet. Yeah. Well, amazing beverage profile. Now we get to drink beverages.
Let's fucking go.
So this is like a very special episode because, yes, yes, Jojo, yes. Yeah. So when I asked Romy on the show, Romy was like, I want to bring you some crazy shit. And I was like, whoa, I don't know if we've ever done that. So tonight marks the first night of what we're calling Mystery Bevs.
Oh my God, wait, this is a first?
This is a first. Jojo and I have not seen these, not looked at them. I got them next to me in a cooler.
We've had listeners look at them, Andy, but I don't know about Jojo.
We've had listeners send us stuff in the past that we've then made a show out of, but we have never been blindsided on an episode of the show where we have no idea. I have no idea what's in the bag. And Andy has said he has not looked in the bag.
I have not looked in the bag. So, Romy, how are we doing this? Is there a particular one that we should grab first, or should we put them all on the table?
Let's grab different one at a time.
Okay. They do have different shapes. I've got kind of like a...
You could tell us by how they feel, Romy, and we really won't look.
Okay, two of them feel really similar.
There's one that's like a faceted plastic bottle. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, it's got flat sides.
Like, oh, yeah.
Does it have little edges?
Yes.
Yes, yes.
Okay, I want to do that one first.
Perfect. Okay. Are we all on the same page that this is the one? Yes. Oh, God, what is this?
Burdock tea.
Okay.
Savory. Oh, no.
Unsweetened. I don't even know what burdock is.
Me neither.
Oh, it's made with 100% Korean burdock.
Supposedly it's good for your liver, though, so you guys are welcome.
Oh, well, thank you for thinking about our livers. Okay, burdock tea, unsweetened, made with 100% Korean burdock. Okay. Savory and refreshing, no caffeine, no sugar, no sweeteners, no added color. It's just water, burdock extract, and polydextrose sodium something.
I can't even read this without my glasses, goddamn.
Yeah, wow. It's pretty tiny.
In traditional Chinese medicine, it's used to get rid of toxins and as a blood purifier. Now, it kind of sounds like a detective.
Wait, what is a
burdock blood purifier?
What would a blood purifier even be, though?
Well, it depends if you think it's real or not, I think, for starters. But
okay, take it easy over
for
there,
for aging,
Jojo.
Skin, stomach problems, joint swelling, and many other conditions. Shout out WebMD.
Now, Romy, have you ever danced with this before, or is this new to you as well?
I've never tried anything that I brought you.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
I wanted to be surprised, too, so...
Wow, I don't want this to influence
anybody's...
And this
looks like the most scariest of the teas. I've had like Korean barley tea. I've had a couple other like Korean plum teas and things.
Yeah.
But I've never heard of burdock, nor have I tried it, nor have I wanted to.
Legacy Goblins in the track, or in the track. Legacy Goblins in the chat on the track. Says, it's pretty good.
Yeah, don't let that influence you. I don't want that swaying any opinions or anything. But
Romy, where did you, can we ask where you picked this up?
Mm-hmm. So I went to this, okay. So I told you I scouted these beverages.
Mm.
And the first place I thought I was going to bring all these beverages from was this little Korean beauty store, actually, that also sells imported Korean snacks and beverages.
Yeah.
But upon going back and looking at the beverage options they had, I realized they all looked too delicious and yummy. And I thought...
We love delicious. We love yummy.
It's our favorite.
But I thought picking things that I have no idea whether they'd actually be delicious and yummy would be so much more fun.
I love that.
All right, great.
So I went to Galleria, which is a Korean market that I shop at pretty regularly. And I picked the randomest, least descript things that I understood the least. And those were the, yep.
That's, great, that's let it guide you.
You know what? I couldn't be more thrilled. I'm a little scared, but yep, I think I don't even know what the word I'm looking for is. I think this was a smart play. Okay, I cracked it open. I'm going to take a sniff. Hmm.
The light's really catching in this faceted bottle quite nicely.
This is very earthy.
Wow. Smells of the earth indeed. Ashes to ashes.
I'm getting, let's not even take a sip yet. Romy, take a smell of that, Romy. I'm getting peanut butter. Is anybody getting peanut butter?
I think peanut shells.
I've smelled this. I've smelled this before.
When?
My childhood. This reminds me of some fucked up shit my mom made me eat.
Oh my God.
Wait, you guys really aren't getting peanut butter?
Oh, wait, hold on.
I'm saying peanut shells.
Peanut shells?
It's too unappetizing to be peanut butter.
Peanut shells, yeah, not peanut butter. Maybe
thank
peanut.
You.
All right. I guess we don't need to pour it into a glass because we can definitely see what it looks like. All right, shall we? Are you guys ready?
I can't smell it anymore. Like the first smell like messed up my smell.
I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready. Go.
Oh, God.
I don't know.
It tastes a lot like what it smells like, but
yes.
But not as bad as I thought it would be.
It tastes like peanut shells. Without salt.
Yeah, like someone took water, soaked peanut shells, and strained all the peanut shells out. Okay. Romy's launching her AMSR YouTube career right now.
Yeah, all the Twitch freaks are coming out of the woodwork now.
Guys, it's a long ongoing thing that my fans want me to do ASMR, so I'm kind of getting a double one in here.
This is a beginning. Wow. This is,
I don't know why I insist on gargling things to taste it or like swishing it around.
This is really, I've never had this.
Kind of tastes like puffed rice, like those little like flavorless crackers you give to kids.
100%. Kind of like, did you have as a kid have like the health food store version of Honey Smacks where there was no honey?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. It's that, right? It's just that.
That's what this is. Just like grain, like you're just tasting grains.
Like I feel like it's a horse's drink.
Yeah, it kind of tastes like grass.
It's almost
like mild grass.
Refreshing.
I would like this on ice.
Does that resonate? Do you know what I mean? Like it almost, it's smooth. It's not heavy. You would think it would taste heavier than it is.
Yeah, it smelled scarier than it tastes for sure. Oh, wow. The mic is like all nice now.
Yeah, I don't hate it. I'm going to say that. I'm pleasant. It's
pleasant. Tastes better than it smells for sure.
I can't say I'd order it.
Honestly, I would drink this. Knowing that it's potentially good for me, and it kind of reminds me of Korean barley tea, which I really liked as a kid, which like I wouldn't say is delicious, but it is very refreshing.
What situation could you see yourself drinking this? Like, is it a specific type of food?
If there's nothing else.
Is it the night after a bunch of
if there's nothing else
buzz balls?
Allie in the chat saying dandelion and burdock is a popular drink in the United Kingdom.
I have a feeling I know what Allie that is.
It's not getting better as I drink it.
Mm-mm.
No.
It kind of has a cocoa-y taste, like cocoa powder.
Ooh.
As well.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I think all those plain beans, you know? It's got all the plain bean groups covered.
I'm trying to put my nose in this.
Try to get it in there. I think this over ice, if you could keep it ice fucking cold, you'd want this thing to be like a glass full of pebble ice and some of this action. It could be pretty pleasant. It's got no caffeine.
No calories.
Say, is there not even caffeine in this?
It's just a little fiber in it. That's all you got in there.
There's fiber?
Yep, and we've got some
sodium. I would drink
this
every day then.
I don't think it's enough to...
make you regular?
Do the trick, unfortunately.
Otherwise, I would drink this every day, I guess.
It's got a very long shelf life on it.
Okay, now I'm just convinced I'm thirsty because I'm still drinking it.
Okay, shall we move on, guys?
Yeah, let's do it.
Okay, it's starting to taste more like grass.
It doesn't get better over time.
I'm passing the beverages I tried to my boyfriend to try them in the corner. In the corner.
Stay
you just
over
see
there.
Spit flying all on your face right now.
Okay, I kind of want to save the one that is the least scary and exciting to me because I kind of have an idea about how it might be.
Okay,
which
one
is
that?
The squishy pouch.
There's a squishy pouch of drink. I was really hoping that was going to be a little snack. I caught an eye of that, but you're right. It's a squishy pouch of beverage.
Someone just said it doesn't taste better the more I drink it, yet you keep drinking it. Oh, I did.
You did.
We're saving the pouch feeling one for last. Is that right, Romy?
No, we're doing that now.
Oh, okay, please.
Okay. I feel like this is the least
good. Oh, hell yeah.
Oh, my God. Fruits jelly drink with nata de coco.
Oh.
So there's coconut in it. I didn't even fucking notice that.
Okay, this goes hard on the ingredients, guys.
Oh, no.
Oh, coconut meat. So there's going to be chunkies in here.
That will come out of this little spout. It's a shaker, guys? Is it a shaker?
I'm going to say we got to shake it.
I just want people to hear the sound.
Okay, I'm going to... okay, so this fruits jelly drink with nata de coco, as you said. Artificial lychee flavor.
Yeah, don't put real lychee juice in here.
Okay,
let me... 5% juice.
I'm going to read the ingredients on this because this is kind of wild. Water, sugar, high fructose corn syrup. We love the stuff.
I love high fructose corn syrup. It's one of my favorite ingredients.
Apple juice, nata de coco, which is coconut water, water, sugar, and cellulose.
Oh, we've so got it's not coconut meat.
Carrageenan.
Okay. Yeah. Carrageenan?
What is that, guys? You guys both seem familiar.
I know the word, but I don't remember either.
All right. Citric acid, locust bean gum, jellum gum, calcium lactate, xanthan gum. Wow, a lot of gum stuff in here. Sodium citrate. DL, malic acid, ascorbic acid, potassium chloride. Potassium chloride, that's not a good one, is it? Is that?
Who cares?
Oh, no, I'm not worried about it. I'm just saying.
No, I'm just kidding. I just put horrible things in my body, so I feel like that's maybe one of the lesser horrible ones.
Okay, I'm...
Like, it doesn't have red dye 40 in it, so...
That's true. So the first thing that comes up, if you just Google the word carrageenan...
That's what I just pulled up.
...article from Scientific American called The Carrageenan Controversy. Wondering, is it safe? This is from 2015.
Oh, no.
There's people calling for for the ban on carrageenan. It is it's derived from seaweed. It's an edible seaweed native to the British Isles. Shout out again to the British Bevheads. You're really representing hard.
Also known as Irish moss.
And it's basically a thickener.
Okay.
Cool. So that's why.
Now, potassium chloride is a metal halide composed of potassium and chloride.
Halide?
It's required for nerve conduction, cardiac, skeletal, and smooth muscle contraction. What am I looking at?
Some scientists have presented evidence that carrageenan is highly inflammatory and toxic to the digestive tract and claim that it may be responsible for colitis, IBS, rheumatoid arthritis, and even colon cancer.
Oh, so this is going to give me colon cancer. Great.
No, maybe not. Look, they also point out that it's in some infant formulas.
We all die somehow.
Romy making us fly real close to the sun tonight. Okay, let's pop this one open, guys.
Would it be death by Romy if it wasn't slightly potentially deadly?
Equally respected scientists have detailed the reasons that this evidence is flawed and misleading, concluding that there is no valid reason to ban its use.
There we go.
I'm going to stick with scientists who are going to let us drink this pouch.
Okay, now I don't...
so good.
Hold on, Romy.
Oh, God, wait.
I don't know if I'm getting packaging smell also.
Did you just have that jelly noodle shoot out at you?
No. Absolutely not. I really hope that shows up on the camera. Did people in the chat, did they see it fly out on JoJo?
That's an electrolyte, says Chance the Wonder Boy. Excuse me? An electrolyte? Just a single one?
Oh, I want to try it.
Okay, wait.
I got to find this thing where it crawls away. Yeah, try it.
Yeah, you can try it. But this is what I'm going to say.
I hate that lychee smell. I got to be honest.
Doesn't this smell like baby products? Does that make sense to you, JoJo?
Yes, absolutely. Like,
is it the packaging?
It smells
like
a Kids R Us or something.
Yes. Why is that?
I don't know.
Oh God. Okay, I'm taking a sip.
I'm going to take a rip.
They're puking.
Oh my God. The texture is horrendous.
That is so deeply not for
the
me.
The texture. I only tried a little bit.
It's as if there was like cottage cheese texture in a beverage that
like
you're squirting into
eggs.
Your mouth. Yeah,
that's
exactly.
An electrolyte.
Oh my God.
It tastes really good.
You're
going to
do
though.
Another one.
It tastes really good though. Andy likes it.
I want to prank somebody with this. I want to like have him take a sip and then come over and just go, "God."
That's really good some if you take little sips.
Some of the chunks are big in there.
Well, that's what I'm
afraid.
I like
afraid. The big just, chunks.
I got to try to find
one.
This chunk before I
All right, I'm pouring this into away. A cup so we can see. Hold on, let me we got to know what's in this. Hold on. All right, guys, are you ready?
Yeah, that's what squirted out of the top.
God, man. That is... It literally looks like... like kids trying to make slime and not doing a good job of it.
Yeah, that didn't work. Have your kids tried to make slime, Andy?
Of course. Of course.
Everyone's kids have made slime. I've made slime, too.
Romy?
We've all made slime, okay? You're not special, kids. I don't
have it looks like... It looks like, yeah, shitty slime that didn't quite come together well enough.
Slime
I
in
really
the sun.
Like this. The taste what? Is really good. The really large gulps are absolutely unmanageable, but the taste is really good.
I'm going to respectfully disagree. The chunks are disgusting. The taste.
And if, Romy, if we were to rewind the tape, was this the one that you're like, I want to have this one because I think it's going to be a little treat?
Mm-hmm. Oh, Jesus Christ.
Jojo, take one more rip with me, okay?
I just put a little that I found on the table back in the thing already. Okay.
It's so disgusting. And, oh!
I can't do it, dude.
I got a hard piece. It was really hard.
It's good.
Really
I like
wrong.
Those ones. And really wrong.
Romy, shame on you.
I hate
shame
this
on you.
So much.
This is so delicious.
That's up there as one of the foulest things we've ever had on the show.
What?
Look at Romy, just cool as a cucumber.
Okay, I will admit the big gulps, like the texture in your mouth is a lot.
Oh.
No.
This is like some sort of weird... This is like you get a bad sunburn and you buy aloe and you're supposed to rub this on your burn.
Yes. I got colon cancer for this.
This is the kind of shit I die for, like hot Cheetos. Like, yeah. I know the red dye 40 is bad for me. I know it makes my ADHD worse, and I keep eating it.
Oh, wow, what a combination.
God. Okay. Mm.
Hot Cheetos and lychee. Hot Cheetos and lychee.
All right, someone in the comment is asking what Micah thinks. Can
someone can what Micah think?
Can Micah have a pull of that?
Yeah, Micah.
It reminds me of lychee. I think it's really good, actually.
Oh, it is God. Lychee.
It doesn't feel like a beverage, but it feels like a weird fruit pudding.
That's accurate.
Yeah, yeah.
That is an accurate description. It does feel like a weird fruit pudding.
If frozen might be really good.
You guys.
I don't. Okay, let's move on. I need a palate cleanser.
Heave-ho.
Is it to drink it is the wrong approach.
Might be a spoon thing.
That might be. There might
You're
be.
You're probably right.
Okay.
I want to bring these for your kids next time, Andy, and see what.
Romy, don't you dare bring these for my children.
I want to sneak them under their pillows.
Yeah, this is just like you just put it in their lunchbox or something.
Yeah.
Okay. What's up next?
And they're gonna be like, "Dad, we need more." Okay.
I
had a dream.
I got my hands on a bottle or a can. It
the
feels
can.
Like. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay. Ooh. Ooh. Oh my gosh. I feel some. Okay. These guys are really. What the fuck is this? Picari. Picari sweat.
This looks like a logo for an aquarium. And I'm super nervous.
Wait, Jojo, when I first pulled it out, I was like, wow, someone's like really ripping off Coca-Cola, but making it blue, if that makes sense.
Like Pepsi?
Yeah. But then when you, Picari sweat.
Picari sweat. And it really does. It looks like it could also be the, you know, Mystic Aquarium or something. And it's, the name is jarring. I don't understand why the lettering is not centered for my graphic design heads out here. Tell me what you love about this. The left justified. Not lined up.
Okay, the ingredients are in Korean.
Yo, there's Braille on the top
of the
can.
They're actually not in Korean. They're in Japanese.
Oh, they are in Japanese. I'm sorry. It said made
in
Korea.
What? It says made in Korea? Okay.
It says made in Korea.
It says made in Korea.
Wait. Okay, some of my fans told me this was Japanese. I said it was Korean. They said no, it's Japanese.
Look, we can edit this to make it.
I don't
know. Can I read the thing? Do you mind?
Yeah, please.
All right.
What is
I think I will
even,
put on my
what
glasses.
What can you read here?
Well, yeah. So there's no the ingredients,
there's some
but there is some English on here. Yeah, go
Bokari
for it,
Bokari Sweat.
Oh.
Bokari Sweat is a drink which supplies water and electrolytes lost through perspiration. Is this going to be plain Gatorade? Okay. Bokari Sweat is quickly absorbed into the body tissues due to its fine osmolality and contains electrolytes for replenishing body fluids. Bokari Sweat is thus highly recommended as a beverage for such activities as sports, physical labor after a hot bath, and even as an eye-opener in the morning. Dude, I love
eye-opener. That's scary. That's the scariest part right there. My eyes are plenty open.
Do you guys have like a little California Redemption sticker just put on the top of it?
What the fuck?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
You can go get a nickel for this.
Nice. Okay, predictions.
It's also Braille. There's also Braille on the top. It's pretty sweet.
There's Braille?
Yeah, where are you seeing Braille, JoJo?
I've got Braille on top of my can.
Oh, you're right. There is a little bit on the right side. Mm-hmm. Okay, predictions.
I don't even want to know what that says.
Plain Gatorade.
You think plain Gatorade. Romy, what do you think this is going to taste like? Or be like?
I hope it's salty.
Okay. I'm going, this is just going to taste like water. It's just going to be like electric light water, completely plain. Let's go. Let's take a smell.
I think Romy's right. I mean, that's what I mean by plain Gatorade. I'm afraid it is going to be the science of sweat, but without any kind of glacier frost.
Oh, it smells good. It smells like Sprite.
It does smell good. Oh.
It
smells like a squirt.
Like a squirt. Yeah, that's what it smells like. That's what it smells like. Mm-hmm.
Ooh. Oh, someone in the chat said if some words have an O, it's Korean. If not, it's Japanese. We'll take a look at that in a minute. Okay, are we sipping, guys? Are you guys ready?
Yeah, let's ready. Let's do it.
Okay. You're both right. Kind of.
Doesn't taste as good as it smelled.
It's kind of shitty Gatorade.
Shitty Gatorade is more it.
With a little carbonation, sort of, right? Like an essence of carbonation?
Mm-mm.
Oh, no. Minerality?
It's not carbonated.
Yeah.
It has a salty
I think that's just psychosomatic because it's in a can.
It makes my tongue feel like a little sticky.
It's more viscous than Gatorade, right? A little thicker?
Yes. A little thicker. I'm trying to... What's the flavor on it? This one's making Romy gag where...
No, it's because I almost choked on it. It's not the flavor.
Okay.
I don't know where to put this one.
We need to describe the flavor for our listeners. Like, what does it taste like?
It has that, like, salty flavor of hydration that Gatorade has. It's like a feeling more than it is a taste.
Yeah.
It feels slightly rough on the tongue. Like, not sticky, but it feels like drying.
I think that's maybe, Roro, what you're describing with what you're feeling is some bubbles. Is that like...
Yeah.
I get that. I feel that.
Almost like the chalk of like a children's vitamin, a chewable vitamin.
Oh my God, it's like the chalk of a Flintstones vitamin, kind of.
Yeah. But with an essence of Sprite, sort of, right?
With an essence of Squirt, I want to say, but nowhere
squirt.
Near as
yeah,
like
it's probably better.
Squirt
yeah,
tasting right. as I was hoping.
Or a Fresca. You know, that's all in that citrus soda zone.
Mm. What's interesting to me with the three of us here is this is the most palatable for me, but I don't think you two would agree with me.
No. I like the lychee the best so far.
JoJo?
It's not this one.
Okay.
This one's not bad, but this is my least favorite so far, actually.
Okay.
It doesn't feel refreshing at all. I feel like it's drying inside of my mouth out or something.
Even though all these have been plenty refrigerated, I think I would like all of them colder.
Same.
Yeah.
I don't like this Bokari Sweat one. I would only drink it if I like needed it after working out or something, I guess. But I'd definitely pick Gatorade first.
Did you guys see it says, sweat loss emergency?
It says ion supply drink. Pocari Sweat.
I did see that, and I was like,
All right,
let's do this last one.
Let's see what this finale is. So
this one was the one that literally had no description in English on it next to it in the grocery store.
Spark up.
Vitamin.
And then it just says vitamin.
It says vitamin B1, B2, C.
Oh, wait. I have a little extra. Do you guys have this white sticker on yours?
Yes, but I didn't read that. And now I just did.
Sparkling barley drink.
Sparkling barley?
Organic barley tea extract, purified water, high fructose corn syrup.
So like really sweet soda made of barley tea.
Herbal extract, carbon dioxide, citric acid. This might be really interesting.
This sounds like it's going to be the weirdest to me.
125 calories. Is that a lot for a soda? I feel like that.
125 calories?
I got to look up what like a Coca-Cola has.
I'm looking up right now.
Well, so it's 250 in the bottle.
Oh, okay. Good to know. Okay.
They're saying a serving's half the bottle.
Okay. A Coca-Cola Classic has... Wait, is that right?
182.
Yeah, I'm seeing 182. Okay. Let's open this up. I kind of love the logo and stuff on it. It looks sweet. It's the favorite, favorite design of the night, for sure.
It's a little man with wheat, which makes sense as to why it's barley. I guess I could have put that together, but I didn't read the back.
All right. Besides people throwing shade at Pocari Sweat in the chat, a great question that I want to pose to you that was brought up by... Oh, this is Kim again that said, how many people wash off the top of canned drinks before drinking them?
Okay,
my boyfriend is the only person I've ever met who does that.
Well, now, unless this is also him.
Romy, earlier you mentioned, what's the drink with the foil wrapper on top of the cans?
San Pellegrino.
They do that to keep the tops clean.
That makes sense.
Yeah, the foil wraps. Yeah. So there's not as much rat shit on there.
Yes.
I forgot that was like a thing.
I know. I never do it unless it's like visible. If I can see visible stuff on there, that's when I'm wiping it.
When I lived in New York, I would do the straw in it, which is kind of a more popular thing in New York. People putting straws in their cans. Yeah.
I like a straw in a can because I'm just...
It's a heinous smell.
It smells like that? It's heinous? What?
Take a whiff, Romy. Not expecting that.
God.
I can't.
Oh my God, I can smell it and I didn't even fully open it. It smells like it smells like activated yeast, like when you're baking bread.
Yes.
Oh, dude. Fuck no.
Dude, this smells like some of those like gnarly canned coffees too. With the, like this. Do you remember those? We drank those.
Sausages?
No, there's
like
another.
Vienna sausages?
Yes. There is a sausage smell here for sure.
This is fucking
hot dogs.
Heinous.
There is a meat. There, what
pepperoni.
Is the meat?
It smells like
it is pepperoni. Holy shit!
Micah
it
pointed
is,
that out.
Shout out, Micah. It is pepperoni.
I don't
want
to drink
horrifying.
This.
Horrifying.
Okay, listen. It's pepperoni or like a Slim Jim or the equivalent of like dog treat meat, dog treats
dog
that
treat
you give
meat.
Your dog.
Yes,
dog treat.
The Slim Jim style, though, right? Like a of dog treat.
Absolutely.
Know? Like not a biscuit.
No.
It smells
a
like
meat,
my dog's food. Like
a meat. Holy crap.
I saved this because I thought it was going to be yummy.
Let's go.
No.
All for one, one for all.
I don't want to drink it.
Let's
I can't
go.
Drink all.
Let's go.
Bro.
Come on. Everyone together. One, two, three. Let's go.
Two, three. Okay. What's happening?
I don't want to swallow.
That was like a...
Is it like foamy and thick in your mouth?
Dude, I had the sensation that someone had turned on a wave pool of toxic waste in my mouth as I was drinking it.
My entire body feels different now. There was a before and after in my physical being.
I just want to cry.
Romy, did you just do rip number two?
The second one was so much worse than the first because I almost thought there was some like promising bits about the first.
Jojo, you have to take another ride on this. Let's go.
All right.
Let's go.
I'm like gasping at like who the fuck would drink this in their right mind. And let me just say this
Hold on, I actually might puke.
No.
Yeah, dude.
Oh, no. He's running out of the studio.
Oh, God.
Did you?
No. Oh, so my God.
Okay, I don't know why I'm doing this to myself.
That's fucking heinous.
That,
wow. It tastes...
I don't understand.
It tastes like dog treats mixed with Coca-Cola.
Yo, yes. Somebody
like,
has
there is a bit of, like, a sweet cola flavor trying to combat the dog treat. Like, dog food, wet dog food taste. I'm making my boyfriend try it now.
It's like... It's as if you...
Oh, that is horrible.
Like someone who exclusively drinks coffee from like car dealerships and like AA meetings, like they backwashed into your Coke and then you didn't realize it and then you took a sip. That is the shit.
No. This is.
I want to put some of this in like a Coke bottle, like just to imagine? See what would...
Just switch the label. Just switch the label on someone.
Yeah.
Yo, if you were expecting a Coca-Cola...
My boyfriend just said, I don't think it's that bad.
Well, you can fucking keep it.
You can fucking keep it, they said. He said it tastes like diet bacon. What the fuck is diet bacon?
Have you ever been broken up with over a podcast before, Micah?
JoJo said, have you ever been broken up with over a podcast before, Micah?
Wow.
That's fucking disgusting. It's just like...
Shout out for the backup here from CMC Nair. C. McNair, 37.
This is literally...
I work at a car dealership, so true.
This is little snossages, okay? Little snossages? Mm-hmm. Like... That are like sitting in a... I'm gonna say Pepsi, not even
I've never
Coke.
Had a Vienna
Pepsi
sausage,
overnight,
like...
then strained, and then it's put into a bottle.
Somebody tripped at the
reminiscent things.
Someone tripped at the barley soda factory and dropped a tray of Vienna sausages from the retirement party into the vat. It's a lot of chug it.
Again?
Okay,
chug it.
I would honestly vomit. I couldn't handle it. It's already sitting weird on top of this lychee jelly.
Wow, Romy. I don't know what to say to you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Are you going in for more?
It's like all dog food. Deadass.
That's what literally someone in the chat just Christopher just wrote. Oops,
if
all dog
smell
food.
It, why Wait, guys, if you smell it, like, while you drink it, like, you leave a little room so that you can smell while you drink, it's extra awful.
No. I was just about to take a sip of water. I don't want to taint this beautiful vessel with my lips.
Never again.
Do you know what I mean? Because I'm worried I would never get the smell off this vessel.
What am I supposed to do now?
See, okay, great question. Of all these beverages now... There's no water in the house. You got to clear your palate. Which one are you? Romy is chugging the fucking burdock tea.
It's gone. There it is. Holy shit.
I'm, for one, reaching for Pecari Sweat.
That doesn't help. That is, like, drying. This?
Which now smells very musty and sweaty to me.
No more. It smells musty and sweaty all of a sudden. Oh, great. It's kind of what I hoped it would smell
I feel like I'm taking this in two layers. It's the Pecari Sweat to add a little, get something else sweet to knock that off. And then but the burdock tea was also what I reached for first.
Yeah, that was like the burdock. Most palate cleansing. But now I'm just tasting burdock. That's better.
Just the smell of the burdock, though.
The smell of the burdock was triggering, and I don't know what it reminds me of till this moment.
Oh, fuck.
Because it doesn't taste the way it smells.
Romy, you knocked it out of the park.
Look at K. Peter Ryan in the chat just said, imagine you pour it down your sink and then the scent comes up for hours. See, this is like a real thing. This is also a little, you know, a little BTS for everybody. at the end of the night, every night, we are dumping these drinks down the sinks. Or God forbid, if sometimes it's too late, I just leave them in there the next morning.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it's they do stink.
I wouldn't even give that to my dog.
No.
God.
God, no.
I really want to fuck with someone and do that Coca-Cola prank, though.
Absolutely. And I think the prank would be crazy off the charts if, like, you saw they had the clear bottle and they had taken a few sips of it and then they, like, went to the bathroom or something and then you switch it.
Oh, my God.
Okay, so I'm going to have to keep one of these in my purse just to, like, always be ready for that moment.
Yes.
Always be ready. All right. Roman, we have one more segment of the show.
That was... Okay. Has anyone ever brought as crazy of drinks as me?
No, you knocked it out.
You're the only one who's ever brought drinks at all, and these were also the most crazy.
And actually, Romy, we typically rate them in order, and so we do need to rate them.
I'm clapping for myself. Oh.
Jojo, you go first, and Romy, you're going last. You're clearly going last.
Yeah, this is easy. Burdock tea, Pocari Sweat, Jelly's Last Jam, and then the fucking, this.
Dog.
Dog water.
Yumminess.
I'm similar to you, Jojo, but I'm going Pocari Sweat, Burdock Tea, Jelly Drink, and then, oh God, we don't even know the name of it. But
Roro, yeah. You need a Pocari Sweat. You need some Pocari Sweat swag.
Yeah, I do. I'd rock Pocari Sweat swag. He's Pocari Sweat.
Defeated.
Okay, Roman.
One thing I was curious about is I have this app that can, like, read in other languages. I'm curious if this actually, like, translates to Pocari Sweat or if it's, like, some other shit. But I feel like that's less important. My burdock tea, lychee jelly, Pocari Sweat, dog water.
Okay. Okay.
The Pocari Sweat is supposed to be hydrating, and it's not even hydrating. It makes your mouth feel dry.
We drink each other's wives' breast milk on this show, and
that dog drink was worse.
Well, they tasted fine, but like I mean, I'm just saying, my reluctance, my resistance to drinking more of this pouched drink, or of the other one, I have to say. Has pretty surprised me. These are exceptional, and they're in a league of their own. So I want to say thank you for doing this to us.
Yeah,
I just swallowed like so much of this, and that is not something I recommend.
No, but
the flavor is so good.
I feel ill.
See, I told you I'm addicted to sugar. Like I swear this could taste like the dog drink and just be as sugary as this, and I'd probably be like.
Okay, we'll try that one next. It'll be just like, it'll be like old ass gravy in a pouch.
Mm-mm. And then... No. I actually don't like anyone's gravy but my own.
Someone in the chat. Gravy. Someone in the chat said, wait, what did he just say? And I think that's for you, Jojo, referencing you were just so casually talked about drinking breast milk. If anyone wants to go back and look at our back episodes, we did a blind shootout between Jojo's wife's breast milk and my wife's breast milk to see who had the
with
better breast milk.
With them on the show.
With them on the show. So if that's up anyone's alley, I don't know what to tell you.
It's not at mine, but I need to watch it.
It's a listener only. This
it's
is
a listener
live
only
stream.
Experience.
It's in the podcast stream, though.
Okay, let's move on to the next part of the show. And that part of the show is called. Are you ready, Jojo?
Brian's question.
So, Romy,
who is Brian? What
my brother-in-law,
that
Brian.
So
glad you asked.
My brother-in-law, Brian. He, when we started the show, sent 100 questions. We ran through all those questions. And now in this new era of T-Bash, he sent 100 more that we're getting through. So we're going to have you read that question,
that's
Romy,
so
and
sick.
See if we can tackle it.
So I can't Jojo's gonna see bring anything.
It up. He's bringing it up. Here we go.
What is the appropriate cutoff for soda for a preteen? Sprite? Hmm. Appropriate cutoff? What do they mean?
Oh,
like,
oh okay. This
oh, I get
appears
it. I get
to
it.
Be
keep...
a scale. Go ahead. Read through them.
Oh, Sprite, Coke, Mountain Dew, Code Red, Monster.
I get it. So he's putting like Sprite as like the least, what's the right word? The least, not offensive.
For a preteen, Coke.
Least intense.
100% Coke.
Okay, Coke is that's as high as a preteen. What's a preteen?
A preteen is before 13. 13, before, I think, is like the end of preteen because you're pre-teenager.
Is so a preteen?
So it's like 11, 12, 13, I feel like, okay, is a preteen.
So we're talking like, yeah, so 11, 12.
Since I grew up so hard with Mountain Dew, I got to rep Mountain Dew, and I'll say Mountain Dew because I was definitely drinking Mountain Dew at that age.
Is Teddy going to be drinking Mountain Dew at that age?
I really hope. I hope not. But would you let her? Know. I think I would let her.
Okay, then.
What do you think, JoJo?
I got to go Code Red. I feel like Monster is too high. What but is Mountain Code Dew Red? Code, it's Mountain Dew with grenadine in it. It's like one of the Mountain Dew flavors.
Grenadine? Wait, that sounds really good. I love
it's
grenadine.
It's delicious. I drank it a lot freshman year in college. I think it was sort of pre a lot of the energy drinks. And so it was just a good ripper. And I feel like, hey, if you're 12 years old, that's like prime sleepover time. You know, that's prime, like we're going to stay up and like
totally
play video games or I don't know. We watch like Mystery Science Theater 3000. It's not like you're going to just like drink Mountain Dew Code Red, maybe. Not yeah. Monster. It's too intense.
Monster's too much. Yeah, you got to draw a line at Monster.
Interesting.
Good scale, Brian.
Really good scale.
So I wasn't allowed to have any soda growing up at all. If I got soda, it was like very rare, very special occasion. I wasn't even allowed to order it if we went out to a restaurant, which was super rare. I couldn't get it if we went to In-N-Out, which was also super rare.
Did you get a lemonade?
I could get a lemonade. Yeah, that was like the... My mom didn't feel too good about that either, but like I was allowed to have the lemonade. So I didn't really get like light Coca-Cola till the past like year, 2 years maybe.
Wow.
But now I'm obsessed with it. And yeah, I probably wouldn't let my kid have either of those things, knowing how like badly they affect them and me.
What
I'm
do you
like
think-
so much better without sugar, but I'm severely painfully addicted.
But let me ask you this, Romy, not having the soda growing up, how do you think that affected your relationship with soda in general? Because there's a school of thought that's like, if you let your kids have go buck wild with the soda, that they won't covet it as much, if you will, later totally. In life. I'm curious what your experience with it is.
I definitely don't covet it now, but it feels like a sneaky little treat every time I have it. It's like when I go to McDonald's, I get the Coke they have at McDonald's because it's special there, which I didn't know until my boyfriend. The Coke they have at McDonald's. Did you guys know that?
What do you mean it's special?
Mike, I'm going to butcher explaining this. The Coca-Cola they have at McDonald's supposedly is a special formula of Coca-Cola that they only exclusively give to McDonald's for being such a like massive partner in the Coca-Cola company.
Jesus.
Oh, and it's, shit. In my opinion, it's a little spicier.
Okay.
And it tastes so much better than just like regular Coca-Cola that you'll get out of any other like fountain.
I love a fountain Coca-Cola in general. I feel like is the way to enjoy Coca-Cola.
It's such a hit or miss. I've literally sent back Coca-Cola because I'm like, this is flat. Because sometimes it comes out of the fountain and it's flat.
Can I tell you something that Reader's Digest has the fucking scoop on this?
What is it? Is it fake? Is it real?
Fake news.
Fake news?
But kind of.
Have special Coke.
Get this. Apparently the reason they get the same syrup that any restaurant gets, there's no difference in the formula, and they don't add any special ingredients. The difference is that McDonald's takes better care of its Coca-Cola than most restaurants do. So what does that mean? They get the syrup delivered in stainless steel tanks. So that's not nothing.
So it is special.
It is special. Absolutely. Yeah. It's getting it's a whole different vessel. We know that stainless steel is not going to it's not going to absorb flavors like plastic bags or however other people are getting it delivered is. So it's more pure. It's the real shit.
It's the real Coke.
It's the real shit.
Damn. Revelatory.
Well, Romy, this has been a hell of a ride. I feel completely disoriented, if I'm going to be all honest.
I'm just glad this wasn't an energy drink, because me and Micah really thought this was going to be an energy drink, and I was so fucking scared that I was about to be drinking an energy drink before bed.
I mean, let's be honest, it still might be.
Yeah, I guess you're right. We don't really know.
We don't know.
They did say it helps you open your eyes a little wider.
Yes.
But also good after a bath.
This other one's got B vitamins in it, the dog food.
Beaver bark.
I don't know if there's going to be any repercussions.
Let me know.
Oh, we will.
Can crazy. I just say, can I have like a final goodbye words?
That's literally what I was going to set you up for. So please, Romy.
Okay. So the stage one story is yours. That I hoped would just fall into being told, but it didn't.
Ooh.
So I have to tell it.
Story time.
I've been friends with Andy for over 4 years now. Mm-hmm. He's been telling me about this beverage podcast for 4 years. And I'm just a little sad it took him so long to let me be on it.
Is this a story or are you airing a grievance?
It's guilting you and shaming you. And it's also a story because it involves 4 years of time that I'm telling to people.
Well, to be fair, we were on hiatus for several years.
That is true. When we met, we were on hiatus, Romy. When I met you.
Well, how come we're on question 20 and you only just now got to me?
That's a good point. That's on Roro. Yeah,
that's on me.
No, I had a lot of fun. I'm really glad you guys had me.
Oh my gosh.
That was the story? That was the whole thing?
That's the story, yeah.
Amazing. Just throwing shade. Just throwing shade.
Great.
Romy, thank you so much for coming on. Everybody, please go stream No Mercy, which is out now. And go check out the video. We will, I don't know what I was just going to say. Go check.
Something, there's like the sugar or something in one of those drinks is getting me. Cause I'm like,
no, I feel off. I feel off and disoriented, but
the shaggy dog formula in it. Yeah. I'm a little nervous about this. The body swap that's going to happen overnight.
Yeah. I feel like I'm going to have like new body hair sprout up tomorrow in some weird spot or something.
I hope I don't.
We'll find out. We'll go through it together, guys, and that's the most important thing.
Follow Romy at Death by Romy on all the social platforms. You can follow us at T-Bash Live. Anything else, Romy, people should check out before we set sail?
Tell your mother that I love you. Tell your mother that I love her because I love you.
That is such a sweeter thing that we're about to say. Are you ready, JoJo?
Oh, yeah.
Go fuck yourselves.